station. Cause if you miss it, I feel sorry, sorry for you.
Dr. Gunn, just before you begin to share with us about more about, you know, how we actually go about the business of making cultural diversity and inclusion a part of the culture and what it really means to make it part of the culture, could you first share with us a few of the events that Georgia Regents University is doing in honor of Black History Month?
Sure will. This is a very special Black History Month. Because we are at the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, as well as the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. So the national theme is kind of the crossroads of freedom and equality. And we have a host of different activities and events that are free and that are open to the public. And I want to share a couple of those with you. One that is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of exhibit is called Pride and Passion, and it actually is on loan from Cooperstown, which is where the Baseball Hall of Fame is, and it is the Negro Baseball League's display and exhibit, and it'll be in the Reese Library on the Somerville campus until February 22nd. Okay. Just some amazing accomplishments from the beginning of the Negro Leagues really up through present day that talks about the contributions and the players and some of the incredible performances and how it really was a tie into the community in a lot of different ways. So if you have the chance, I would strongly encourage any sports fan, any fan of civil rights, just to swing by Reese Library and see that. And it comes at a real special time because in April, the biography of Jackie Robinson will be on the big screen.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's called 42 because that was okay, his number. Yeah. And one of the things that I learned was that that number is retired and throughout all Major League Baseball teams.
Didn't know that.
No one can wear number 42 anymore.
Wow.
So that's really an honor.
Yeah.
That's one of the highlights that's there at the Reese Library on Somerville campus. And again, I think it is one of those special exhibits that really only passes through once in a lifetime.
And what's that deadline for that exhibit to be there?
It'll be here through February 22nd.
22nd. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. So February 22nd, ladies and gentlemen. You know where the Reese Library is, a lot of you. But don't let the 22nd pass by. You know how we do. Okay, yeah. Let me go check that out next week. Next week comes, and let me go check that out in just a few more days. Set a date. Put it on your smartphone, on your calendar, wherever you keep your dates. And by that date, go check it out. That is Cooperstown, Pride and Passion, preceding Jackie Robinson's movie 42. That's just going to be an awesome way to just help us celebrate Black History Month diversity. Because you know what I'm thinking about, Dr. Gunn, as you mentioned Jackie Robinson?
Tell me that.
Awesome Black baseball player who came onto the world scene partly because a white man brought him on board with the team.
Absolutely. In learning more about the Jackie Robinson story, there was I think there were 16 managers who were asked if they were ready to proceed with integrating the big leagues. Only one said yes.
Only one.
Blake Ritchie, and he's the person at the Brooklyn Dodgers that took that bold step. And the movie talks a lot about their relationship and the things that needed to be negotiated up front to make it all work.
Wow.
Really fascinating story.
So much more than meets the eye, huh?
That's right.
And so another event?
Another event that's, again, open to the public is on February 26th at noontime down on the Health Sciences campus in the auditorium. We're having our performing arts celebration, and the MC for that performing arts celebration is going to be Sheriff Roundtree. And again, we think we're very fortunate to have him, and we have local talent from the community doing song, dance, poetry, artwork during that time period on the 26th at noon in the the Lansing Auditorium on the Health Sciences campus.
Okay, the Lansing Auditorium.
That's right.
Now, kind of give us an idea of the vicinity of that auditorium, how to get there.
Yeah, if you remember where the old dental school is, it's just behind the old dental school, between the old dental school and actually the hospital. There's an auditorium center there, and it's the Lansing Auditorium Center.
Okay. So. Any phone numbers that people should bear in mind?
Sure. 706-721-9265, and that's the number to the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, and we have a list of all the times and dates of the events.
Awesome.
But 721-9265 will get you connected to all the information you need.
Excellent. All right, so we're looking at these events, and we'll be sharing some more with you all, ladies and gentlemen, before this hour is up. So be on the listen out for more events that GRU is sponsoring, as really, again, they invite community to be a part of what they're doing. Dr. Guyon, we were talking about diversity and culture, and you were talking about that welcoming environment. What does it really mean to make diversity a part of culture? And do the steps that you've already shared with us as far as getting individuals to talk, et cetera, lend itself to helping to develop this type of culture? Or are there other steps, other measures that need to be taken?
You know, I think there's small steps and they're big steps. Some of the small steps are just individual interactions. It probably would surprise you how much communication you can get by explaining someone the origin of your name. Just you carry around your name with you every day. Sometimes it's a family member's name. Sometimes it's a name that was a combination of two. A lot of times a name has an origin in a different country. And sometimes just by sharing little information, as simple as that, you start to build these bridges. Again, having lunch, food is always a nice way to kind of mediate things. And then just learning, making a point of learning who the people are around you. Again, just on a personal level, kind of picking up on some knowledge that will, you know, help assist in your own understanding is some good first steps. You know, I think it's always important to self-reflect because, you know, we don't always know. I think a lot of times it's easy to make assumptions. It's easy to think that everybody thinks about life the same way, when in fact it's different every single time. And if we, you know, if we go about life with these general categorizations of individuals, we really miss the opportunity to learn and to understand. And like I mentioned to you before, one of the beauties about this is that you always learn something about yourself. Mm-hmm. When you start to talk to people, their ideas are kind of bounce off of yours. You'll connect to something else and you'll end up learning something about yourself, which, again, just makes it that much easier than the next time out. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the what I would call some of the small things that are important. Some of the larger things that are important are the environment. Having representation of multiple faces and multiple art forms in the physical environment, those things send a message. Being respectful of people from different places, having opportunities for them to have materials in different languages, all of those things really send a message to the receiver that you are about inclusion. And again, I think that's the feeling that we all want to have. I liken it to this feeling, and many of us have probably been here before. Maybe it was the first time going to school that you had to get on a bus. And you take those steps up to the bus, and the bus driver waves you on in. You look around, and there's not a seat in sight. So you're wondering what you're going to do. You take a few steps down the aisle and still doesn't look like there's any place for you. And one person decides that they're going to slide over and make that seat open to you. That's the kind of environment that you want to have. That's the kind of experience that you want to feel when you're in a place that really is respectful of you and will have a place for you on that bus.
So then this culture, then, you know, the person says, I'm going to slide over and I'm going to let this person sit here so they don't have to stand all the way to the school. This culture that we're talking about, then, is it a thought process? Is it a mindset? Is it an attitude? Is it a disposition? Could we look at what happens when the culture becomes the type of environment that we're trying to create so that we can kind of have an idea of whether or not we are succeeding at developing the culture that we say we want?
Sure, we can do that.
All right. Y'all stay with us. Dr. Guy will be right back with us. The time's going to be going by fast, so stay with us. We're going to, you know how it goes, especially that last segment. It flies by. So be back, be ready. We're going to finish up this discussion of diversity inclusion, also including some more events that Georgia Regents University is providing for the community as we honor Black History Month.